This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelketh. We are not afraid of anyone. That was what Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said to his country early Tuesday in an address to the nation. The Ukrainian leader accused Russia of wrecking peace talks and ruled out making any territorial concessions. Zelensky said that Ukraine was committed to peace and diplomacy after Russia formally recognized two Russian-backed separatist regions as independent on Monday evening. The president said Ukraine was expecting clear and effective steps from its allies to act against Russia and called for an emergency summit of the leaders of Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the deployment of troops to two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine after recognizing them as independent on Monday. AP diplomatic correspondent Matthew Lee reports the decree came after delivering a fact-bending discourse on European history.
Basically, a recitation of grievances that he and other Russians have had for a long time, and he did it in an extended format before finally cutting to the chase of what he was announcing at the very end, which is that Russia will recognize the independence of these two separatist regions in eastern Ukraine, Donetsk and Luhansk.
That was AP's Matthew Lee. A Reuters witness saw unusually large columns of military moving through the breakaway city of Donetsk after President Putin told Russia's defense ministry to send forces into the two regions to keep the peace. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The UN political chief has opened an emergency meeting of the Security Council, the chief calling Russia's recognition of separatist areas in Ukraine's east a violation of the country's territorial integrity and sovereignty. Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo said that the risk of major conflict is real and needs to be prevented at all costs. DiCarlo told Monday's rare nighttime meeting that everyone involved should focus on ending hostilities immediately. She said the United Nations regretted Russia's order to deploy Russian troops into eastern Ukraine and expressed deep concern at reports of civilian casualties, the targeting of civilian infrastructure, and escalating shelling between government-controlled areas and the Russian-backed separatists. U.S. President Joe Biden responded by signing an executive order for a halt to all U.S. economic activity in the breakaway regions of Ukraine. The executive order also means a ban on import of all goods from those areas as well as an investment there. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said the measures being rolled out in response to Putin's decree were separate from sanctions the U.S. and its allies have been readying if Russia invades Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the executive order is designed to prevent Russia from profiting off his blatant violation of international law. Washington was immediately joined by the European Union in announcing sanctions, with EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Council President Charles Michel calling Putin's recognition of these separatist areas a blatant violation of international law as well. Japan will likely join U.S.-led sanctions on Russia, including a ban on chip and other key technology exports. That's according to Yomiuri newspaper on Tuesday, saying Japan's actions depend on if President Putin orders an invasion of Ukraine. Burkina Faso's national broadcaster says at least 59 people are dead after an explosion at a gold mining site in the southwest. RTB reported Monday that at least 100 other people were injured in Monday's blast in the village of Gomblora. The explosion was believed to have been caused by chemicals used to treat gold that were stocked at the site. Canadian lawmakers have voted to extend the powers that police can invoke to quell any potential restart of blockades by those opposed to COVID-19 restrictions. Lawmakers in the House of Commons voted 185 to 151 to affirm the powers Monday night. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said earlier that the powers were still needed despite police ending the occupation.